Bill 1212, an act to revise certain provisions relating to professional and occupational licensing board.
House Bill 1212 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, House Bill 1212 is brought to us at the request of Governor Rounds. It is, in simple form, trying to ensure the highest quality of service and responsiveness from the boards of licensing and regulations throughout South Dakota. It involved a review of 32 various professional and occupational boards. All 32 boards and their respective associations were involved, and to the extent that they were requested to, did testify in support of the bill, or at least did not testify in opposition to this particular bill. It had various genesis and origins, but it did ultimately receive the support of the various agencies involved. Again, they were treated fairly, there was no opposition, and it is, in essence, trying to separate the regulatory from the advocacy portions of the respective boards in South Dakota, and I would ask for your support at the request of Governor Rounds, and again, stand by if there are any questions on House Bill 1212.
Further remarks on House Bill 1212?
Mr. President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I arise in opposition to this bill. There was a problem with the medical board. So what did we do? We took a broad brush and swiped it across all the boards. If you get home with a bag of apples, you don't throw the whole bag out, you throw the bad apple out. But in this case, we're throwing the whole bag out. I would ask 12 of you, because this is a two-thirds vote, I would ask 12 of you to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, I would encourage the body to support this this proposal by the governor, because he has addressed a situation that has come to the attention because of certain instances, primarily because of a medical board, and this is where perception becomes reality. When you have a organization that's made up of an association, and you have a board that is oversight of that professional organization, and when the two look like they're working together too closely, the public perception is they have no fair hearing. There's no recourse. There's no nobody to go to when they have a problem with that board. Everybody is in that same organization, and who can they talk to? The governor has addressed the situation when he tried to take care of the medical board and the medical association situation, but he also said, why doesn't that make sense to go to the other boards that have the same conflict of interest? And so that's what the bill does. House Bill 1212 does do that. It addresses all 32 boards. I think in the future there may be a few rough stones in the process. There's going to be some associations that probably lose some membership, and we'll have to go do a better job of selling their organizations, but that's what that's about. Their association is about supporting their own profession. But it does give our citizens at least an opportunity to have a fair hearing, if you will, when they do have a grievance of that association, that professional association. So I would urge you to support House Bill 1212.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak again? Speak before Senator Apa speaks a second time. Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, members of the Senate, the majority of us have served many years in either the House or the Senate. And I ask yourself, when has a board member or a member of a board's association complained to you about what was being done? Secondly, ask yourself, how many times have you been contacted by a citizen and he or she told you how they didn't have representation on that board, or they couldn't bring a complaint forward? Ask yourself that, and then vote no on the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill addresses an important issue for us, and that 32 boards and commissions, ranging from nurses, dentists, doctors, chiropractors, pharmacists, et cetera, got together, and thus the result of HB 1212. And the changes that have been brought forward in this bill were suggested by the public, boards and commissions, associations, state agencies, and the governor's office. I would encourage you to, in all due respect to Senator Apa, I hope he still has lunch with me today, that, you know, vote for this bill. It's good. It's good for the public. It's good for the state. And I encourage you to support it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1212. Because an appropriation is included, a two-thirds majority vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Aye. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa.
No.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwald.
No.
Dunafin.
Aye.
Early.
No.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
No.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary. Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klochek. Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
No.
Koskinen.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
No.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Schoenbeck.
No.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two Bulls. Mr. President, ayes 27, nays 7, excused 1.
House Bill 1212 has received an affirmative two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.